ಮಾದ ಮಾದವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಮಾದವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧ ಮಾದವ 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 ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದ ಪರಮಂಸ ಪರಿಷ್ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಶರಣರಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿಂದ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಬಿ ಬಿ ಟಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾ ವಾಚರ ಶಿಲಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ జయ ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరియాచ అష్టోత్తర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోడి వైష్ణవృందకి నామచర శిలారిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమశుక శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ వెంకటాదర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపనాథ శ్యామకుంద రాధాకుంద గిరి గోవర్ధన్కి వృందావంత మధురధామికి పురుషేత్తమ చిత్ర జగన్నాథపురి ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామ నవదీప ధామికి గంగామాయి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్తవృందకి శిలా ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్జెండర్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి కలియుగ పావన శ్రీ హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరవం ఆల్ గోరి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి ఓం విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భద్రచిమతి ప్రధానంద స్వామి ఓం విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భద్రచిమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నితనమని నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణ విశేషేశ్వరి పాశ్చాత్య ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సో వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కంట 4 చాప్టర్ 12 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ధ్రువ మహారాజా గోస్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్ సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ టెక్స్ట్ 35 త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజ్యమునిమపి పరస్తాద్ యద్ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణో పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజ్య మునినపి పరస్తాద్ యద్ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణో పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజ్య మునినపి పరస్తాద్ యద్ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణు పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజమునినపి పరస్తాద్య ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణు పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజమునినపి పరస్తాద్య ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణో పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం దేవయానేన సోతివ్రజ్య మునినపి పరస్తాద్య ధ్రువగతిర్ విష్ణో పదం అదాభ్యగాత్ త్రిలోక్యం ద త్రీ ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ దేవయానేన బై ద ట్రాన్స్జెండల్ ఎయిర్ప్లేన్ సహ ధ్రువ అతివ్రజ్య హ్యావింగ్ సర్పాస్డ్ మునీన్ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ అపి ఈవన్ ప్రస్తాద్ బియాండ్ యత్ విచ్ ధ్రువగతి ధ్రువ హు అటైన్డ్ పర్మనెంట్ లైఫ్ విష్ణు ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు పదం అబోడ్ అథ దెన్ అభ్యాగాత్ అచీవ్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ దస్ సర్పాస్డ్ ద సెవెన్ ప్లానటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ హూ ఆర్ నోన్ యాజ్ శబ్ద రిషి బియాండ్ దట్ రీజియన్ హీ అచీవ్డ్ ద ట్రాన్స్జెండల్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఆఫ్ పర్మనెంట్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ ద ప్లానెట్ వేర్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు లివ్స్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేంద్ర స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద ద ఎయిర్ప్లేన్ వాజ్ పైలటెడ్ బై టూ చీఫ్ అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు నేమ్లీ సునంద అనంద ఓన్లీ సచ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అస్ట్రానాట్స్ can pilot their airplane beyond the seven planets and arrive in the region of eternal blissful life. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita also that beyond this planetary system begins the spiritual sky, where everything is permanent and blissful. The planets there are known as Vishnu Loka and Vaikuntha Loka. Only there can one get an eternal blissful life of knowledge. Below Vaikuntha is the material universe, where Lord Brahma and others in Brahmaloka can live until annihilation of this universe. But that life is not permanent. That is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bona Loka. Even if one goes to the topmost planet, one cannot achieve eternal life. Only by arriving in Vaikuntha Loka can one live an eternal life, eternal blissful life. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ते स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतिदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो बिफोर वी टॉक ऑन दिस वर्स आई वुड लाइक टू सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास. आई एम नॉट कैपेबल ऑफ स्पीकिंग एनीथिंग बट बाय ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ डिवोटीज फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन I would like to speak a few things on this verse. So here, in this fourth canto, so fourth canto is generally deals with Visarga. So Brahma's secondary creation and basically the progeny created by his descendants. So here the fourth canto begins with Swayambhu Muni's daughter's history, and then Swayambhu Muni also has two sons, Uttanapada and Priyavrata. So here Uttanapada's descendants have been described. So one of the descendants of Uttanapada is, one of the sons of Uttanapada is Dhruva Maharaj. The glories of the Dhruva Maharaj, we saw that, we read in the past. So Dhruva Maharaj was a 5-year-old boy when he got insulted by his stepmother Surichi, and he became angry. So but he was a small boy, so out of anger he didn't know what to do. He just ran to his mother. By default, when we need shelter, we go to the mother. Small children, when they need shelter, they always go to the mother. So when he got angry, he didn't know what to do. He ran to his mother. His fortune was he got a right counsel. So in this pastimes of Dhruva, this anger, you know, there are two incidents of anger have been described. And then both the incidents, how anger has to be dealt with and how anger should not be dealt with, both of them are both of them can be learned from this pastimes. When Dhruva Maharaj got angry when he ran to his mother, so by the time his mother Suniti heard what happened to his son was insulted. You know, it's a simple thing. He just wanted to sit on the father's lap, which every child would like to aspire. And nobody will expect that such a simple request by a small innocent child will be rejected. When she heard that this had been done to her son, which is injustice. When some injustice have been done to us, or somebody who is closely related to us, immediately what comes? Anger. And Suniti did feel angry, which is expected. But she dealt with anger properly by taking shelter of her intelligence. She dealt with anger properly. No, Prabhupada, actually Bhagavatam actually describes and purport also Prabhupada describes. When she heard what happened to her son, she felt like burnt leaf. Her whole body was burning. Her whole body was burning. So that means it was anger. But she took shelter of her intelligence and then asked this question. Whatever Suruchi spoke, is there any truth in it? Yes, it is true. I am not the favorite queen of the king. Suniti is not favorite queen of the king. That's what she said. That is true. And because Dhruva was born in the womb of Suniti, Suruchi said you can't sit. So in that, the truth aspect is, Suniti is not favorite queen of Uttanapada, which is true. Second, if you want to sit in your father's lap, you know, you worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, and maybe next life you will take birth in my womb, then you can sit. So in that statement, she took the truth. What is the truth? If you need anything, you need to go to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this, she understood what Suruchi spoke, there is element of truth in it. She took the truth, which is true. Because it is true what she said, she became humble. Even though she felt angry, she took intelligence of shelter of her intelligence and she asked this question. Whatever Suruchi spoke, is there any truth in it? She understood there is truth in it. When we hear truth, we should become humble. Because of that humility, she was able to guide her son. She gave the advice, my dear son, I can't help you now in this situation. You know, you have to take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruva asked, how do I take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead? He said, I don't know, I am a woman. But I heard, you know, the great sages go to the forest and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he took that instruction. He went to the forest. We know the story. Narad Muni, you know, intervened, tested his sincerity and gave the instruction on how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to attain perfection. So this anger, we understood how one should deal with. When anger comes, you know, we should not allow the anger to take over, you know. And we have to actually pause. And then we should, using our intelligence, ask that question, is there any truth in it? If somebody does something, says something to us, anger do come, but we should not let that anger go out of control. We should take shelter of intelligence, ask this question. And one positive thing after this, of this anger, is there any positive thing in anger at all? It does. You know, in this case, Dhruva Maharaj, that anger after instruction from his mother, translated into determination. When anger can be used in a favorable way. So not like, you know, like Hanumanji used or Angajina used. We are not capable in that way. No, that requires a lot of purity. Even Hanumanji, after used the anger to burn Lanka, so when he went to put his tail in the ocean to turn off the fire, after that, actually, he contemplates on what happened. And then he laments that he became angry. Because of that anger, my whole mission could have been spoiled. I burnt Lanka. Along with it, I could have burnt Mother Sita also. In this, my whole mission would have been spoiled. He says, anger, one should not anger. Intelligent person should get rid of anger like how a snake gets rid of its dead skin. Is there any use for the dead skin on snake? No, it gets rid of it. Similarly, an intelligent person should get rid of the anger. But if anger comes, how do we deal with it? We saw the example of Suniti. And then that anger can be translated like Dhruva into determination. What Dhruva did, using that anger, he performed austerity and took shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipped him. And attained perfection. He had darshan of the Lord. And the Lord gave the benediction. After that he comes back home. He was put on throne. And then his stepbrother, Uttama, gets killed by Yaksha. When he hears that, he becomes angry again. He becomes angry again. Out of anger, he starts killing the Yakshas. Not only the Yakshas who killed his brother, the entire Yaksha race, he started killing. Fortunately for him, he got the counsel of his grandfather, Swayambhu Manu. He came and pacified him. He said, this is not good for you. Because by this anger, by killing the Yaksha, you might actually get the wrath of Kuvera. So now you give up this anger, stop the fight. So when he did that, Kuvera appeared and gave the blessings. And then asked for a boon. And Dhruva Maharaj, him being already purified. So he asked for the right boon. What is the right boon? Let me always remember the holy names of the Lord. That's the boon he asked. After receiving the boon, he ruled the planet for 36,000 years. And then he timely retired, went back to Bhadrikashrama. He performed his pure devotional service. And then by end of that pure devotional service, he finally saw Nanda and Sunanda, got on the aeroplane, offered obeisances to all the sages there, and then actually circumambulated the aeroplane, offered obeisances to Nanda and Sunanda, got on the plane, remembered his mother, and saw that his mother was also going in another Vaikuntha airplane, going back to Godhead. And then when he was further ascending in the aeroplane, he saw the Swargaloka, the above the Bhumandala. He saw all the higher planetary systems, including Vara, where all the devatas reside. And then all the devatas actually showered flowers on him. That's in the previous verse. Yesterday it was spoken. And then today's verse, further above Swargaloka, when he ascended, he saw the planets of Shabdarishi. And then he transcended that. And then finally he achieved Vishnu Loka, the pole star. So here, because Dhruva Maharaj was fixed in his devotional service, because he always had good counsel, he always took shelter of the holy names, and he was fixed in his devotional service. Hence, when he was ascending in the Vaikuntha aeroplane, when he saw the Swargaloka and other planets, he did not get distracted. Because the enjoyment in the Swargaloka and the higher planets is much, much higher than what we could imagine of. It is mentioned that in this earth planet, if you have perfect senses, all your senses are perfect, and you have unlimited resources at your disposal. When you have perfect senses and unlimited resources to enjoy, how much happiness you can get? Unlimited resources and perfect senses to enjoy. We all know, when we have our senses are working, we don't have resources. When the resources are available, senses are not working, you know. Gaur Gopal Prabhu gave one example, you know. There is one guy who came to Mumbai and worked in the Udipi hotel as a servant. He used to serve the food. When he used to serve food, he always used to get attracted to this vada pav. But he didn't have enough money. He used to work hard. Finally, he became a owner of a Udipi hotel. Now he has the owner of the Udipi hotel. He can use as much as vada pav as possible. He has so much money. But unfortunately, he was diagnosed with diabetes. Doctor said, you can't eat vada pav. So this is the situation here in earth planet. You know, when we have resources, our senses are not working. Senses doesn't allow. When senses are available, resources are not available. But if senses and resources, both of them are available,
How much enjoyment you can get? Multiply that by 1,000. That is what devatas get. So their enjoyment is very, very on a subtle plane, very refined. When devatas look at the human beings on their planet, especially the Kali Yuga Vasis, how they enjoy, they get disgust. When we see an animal, how it eats or how it mates, when we see a pig eating stool, or when we see a dog having sex in the road, when a human being looks at it, we don't enjoy that. We get disgusted, right? It's not very pleasing. The same way, when devatas looks at the way we enjoy our senses, they get disgusted. Because their enjoyment is much more refined. Multiply by 1,000 times the enjoyment what devatas get in the higher planets. That is what one receives when merges in the Brahman. But the happiness one gets in Brahman is compared to a drop in the ocean, what one experiences in the Vaikuntha planet by serving the Supreme Lord. So, Dhruva Maharaj, him being blessed, purified by the Lord, he didn't have any, all his material desires were removed. He perfectly situated himself for 36,000 years, discharged devotional service, and timely retired, and then perfected by chanting the holy names, engaging in pure devotional service. Because he was fixed in his determination, when he was ascending in the aeroplane, when he saw the Devaloka and higher lokas, he did not get distracted. So it is mentioned that when we have any little unfulfilled desires, if we are fortunate to go back to Godhead on the way, by looking at this higher planets, one might get distracted. So one should be very careful. We should cultivate from the beginning that I don't want to have any material desires. You know, we should pray to the Supreme Lord that please let me get rid of, please help me to get rid of all my material desires. I don't want anything else other than pure, unalloyed devotional service. You know, in this regard, there is a great devotee in South India, you know, Srirangam. He lived in Srirangam. His name was Vipra Narayan, born in a very nice Brahmana family. And this Vipra Narayana, from young age, he was always attracted to devotional service of the Lord. He decided not to get married, stay as a Naishthika Brahmachari. Then he moved from his native place, moved to Srirangam. He established a garden. And then in the garden, every day he used to pluck flowers and then make wonderful garland and offer to Lord Ranganath. This was his service. And he was a very beautiful, handsome young man. So one day, after finishing his seva, he was sitting in the garden. He was completely absorbed in the meditation of the Lord. At that time, two courtesan girls, after performing dances in the king's court, they were passing by. And they saw this garden. They wandered into the garden. Both of them are sisters. The elder sister's name is Devi, and then the younger sister's Deva Devi. Both of them are very beautiful. They are well trained in refined arts. And then when they enter into the garden, they saw this young brahmachari. You know, beautiful, handsome young brahmachari sitting there. But he did not even notice these two girls coming in, because he is completely absorbed in the meditation of the Lord. They were shocked. How come somebody is not noting us? Whenever these courtesan girls walk in the street, anybody looks at it, they get attracted, because they are very beautiful. They are in the way they walk, the way they speak, the way they dress. It's very attractive. So how come this young man is not even looking at us? He was behaving as if we did not even exist. So immediately, that younger sister, she said, I am going to distract this guy. I am going to charm with my beauty this person. At that time, the elder sister advised, no, this guy seems to be a saintly person. For such a person, we should not actually distract them, get into their wrath. She advised, no. She said, I challenge you that I can distract this person. If I distract this person, you have to be my servant for 6 months. But if I fail in that attempt, I'll become your servant for 6 months. So by that challenge, later that young Devadevi dressed as a sannyasi and came back to the garden. And then she said, she approached Vipranarayana and then said that I wanted to serve you. I want to assist you in your seva to the Lord. And then he said, okay. You know, the nature of the great souls is that any living entity wanted to show some inclination in towards serving the Lord, they accommodate, they facilitate. Him being a great soul, he offered that. And she was serving, assisting him in the garden to pluck flowers and to make garlands. One day, it rained heavily. And in that entire garden, there was only one small hut, with one room hut was there. That's the place Vipranarayana used to stay. Because of heavy rain, Devadevi got drenched completely. There is no place to hide. So being compassionate, Vipranarayana gave shelter for her in the hut. And rest, you all can guess what might have happened. She charmed him. She completely captured his mind. His mind was completely captivated by her beauty. He lost his senses, lost his control. Once this happened, she ditched him. She went back to her house. Now Vipranarayana, he could not take his mind away from the charm of this Devadevi. He didn't know what to do. When he went to this Devadevi's house, he was not even allowed to enter into the house. Because the gatekeeper asked, do you have any money? He said, I don't have any money. He said, then you can't enter. He was not even allowed to see that girl. So he was like completely, you know, in stress. He was not able to do anything else other than thinking of this girl. What do I do? I don't have money. What do I do? He was in stress. Then immediately Lord Ranganath, when he saw his devotee in stress, even though this stress is not for serving the Lord, even though it is a stress, anxiety for enjoyment, still Lord took the compassion, because he wanted to teach a lesson, and then he wanted to recover him back to the path of devotional service. Hence the Lord appeared as a young man, and then he approached the Devadevi's house, and then he said that I am actually a servant of this Vipranarayana. My name is Alagiya Manavala Dasan, he said. Alagiya Manavalan means the Lord's name is Alagiya Manavalan. Alagiya Manavalan Das, that's what he says. And then actually I am servant of this Vipranarayana. I came here to offer some gift to Devadevi. And then he offered that gift. What is that gift? It's the golden plate through which every day the offering is done to Ranganath in the temple. Lord Ranganath brought that golden plate and offered to this Devadevi. And then he said, this gift is given by this Vipranarayana. And then Lord left. So then Vipranarayana came again. Immediately he was allowed inside, because he already gave golden gift. He might give more. So he was allowed to enter into the house. Meanwhile, next day, the priests, when they opened the temple, they saw that this one particular offering plate is missing. And then immediately they started searching for, they couldn't find. The protocol is that immediately something is missing, it should be reported to higher authority. Eventually the information went to the king. Meanwhile, this Devadevi's servant notified the authorities that I saw in Devadevi's house is this golden plate which belongs to Lord Ranganath. Then immediately she was inquired. She said, no, this is not my plate. This is being given by a gift as Vipranarayan. When Vipranarayan was inquired, I don't even have a servant. How can I give? But the king did not believe him, arrested him, put him in jail. On the day night, Lord appeared in the dream of the king. And then he said, Vipranarayan is my great devotee. I wanted to teach him a lesson. I want to recover him back to the path of devotional service. That is why I enacted this pastime of taking this plate and offering to Devadevi so that he can realize the futility of attraction to things of this world. So after that, you know, the king respected Vipranarayana and released him. And after that, Vipranarayana became completely determined not to get attracted anything of this world. And then after that, he became so humble. Not only he was engaged in making garlands for the Supreme Lord, he became so humble. And then he used to treat all the devotees, either older or younger, doesn't matter, all the devotees with supreme respect. And then he used to take dust from the lotus feet of every devotee he sees and takes it and puts on his head. Hence, afterward, he used to call him, he changed his name after that. His name changed to Thundar Adi Podi. Thundar Adi Podi, his name later changed, because he is always attracted to seeking shelter of the lotus feet of the devotees and take dust from their lotus feet. He changed his name to Thundar Adi Podi. Thundar means devotees. In Tamil language, Thundar means devotees. Adi means feet, lotus feet. Podi means dust. So hence his name became Thundar Adi Podi. So later, you know, the devotees of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya recognized him that he is one of the all wars. He is one of the 12 all wars. Actually, Thundar Adi Podi all war is an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord. He is a Nitya Suri. His position in the spiritual world, he is the garland of the Supreme Lord. So all the associates, all the alvars who appeared in this world, they are all actually eternal associates. They are all Nitya Suris. They are all different aspects of different Amshas. Some of them are, you know, different paraphernalias of the Lord. One of them is the sword of the Lord, Shankha, Chakra, all these different paraphernalias of the Lord. They all appeared as the devotees and sang the glories of the Lord. These are the 12 alvars. Of this Thundradi Podi alvar, he is the garland. Vanamalai. Vanamalai means in Tamil, it's a flower, garland. Malai means. Vanamalai means forest flower garland. He is one of the Vanamalai. He is the Vanamalai of the Lord. And that's the service he was doing here also. The Lord wanted to teach us, even my devotees, even though they are engaged in my devotional service, if they are not careful, they can get distracted. So this Thundradi Podi Alvar later composed, you know, pasurams, you know, poems glorifying the Lord. So in that, actually there are two types of composition he composed. One is called Thirumalai. Malai means garland. Thirumalai means, you know, auspicious garland of verses. Around 45 verses he compiled, glorifying the Lord, glorifying the holy names of the Lord. Starting from glorifying the holy names of the Lord, the whole process of devotional service, and then how he is actually doesn't have any shelter in this world other than him. Like that he sings. After him being woken up from the slumber of material world into pure devotional service, these songs he compiled. லேட்டர் ஹி கம்பைல்ட் அனதர் 10 சாங்ஸ். இட்ஸ் கால் திருப்பள்ளி எழுச்சி. திருப்பள்ளி எழுச்சி மீன்ஸ் வென் எவர் த லார்ட் நீட்ஸ் டு பி ஓக்கன் அப் இன் த மார்னிங், தெர் ஆர் சம் ப்ரேயர்ஸ், ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ் ப்ரேயர்ஸ் ஆஃபர்டு டு வேக் அப் த லார்டு. ஸோ தட் சாங் ஹி கம்பைல்டு 10 சாங்ஸ் ஃபார் க்ளோரிஃபைங் த லார்ட், சிங்கிங் டுவோர்ட்ஸ் த லார்ட் டு வேக் ஹிம் அப். தட்ஸ் கால் திருப்பள்ளி எழுச்சி. த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் 45 சாங்ஸ் இஸ் டு வேக் ஹிம் அப் ஃபார் த ஸ்லம்பர் ஆஃப் த மெட்டீரியல் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். அண்ட் தென் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கம்போசிஷன் இஸ் 10 கம்போசிஷன், 10 வர்சஸ் ஹி க்ளோரிஃபைட் லார்ட் ஆன் ஹவு வயல் வேக்கிங் அப். ப்ளீஸ் லார்ட், ப்ளீஸ் கெட் அப், வி ஆர் ஆல் ரெடி டு சர்வ் யூ, லைக் தட். ஸோ இன் திஸ் பாசுரம்ஸ் ஹீ இஸ் த ஒன்லி ஆழ்வார் ஹூ ஹட் சங் ஒன்லி சங் அபவுட் லார்ட் ரங்கநாத். ஹீ டிட் க்ளோரிஃபை எனி அதர் லார்ட் இன் எனி அதர் திவ்ய தேசம்ஸ். ஹீ ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஒன்லி ஆன் ரங்கநாத். அண்ட் த ஃபஸ்ட் கம்போசிஷன் ஐ ட்ரை டு ரீட் இன் தமிழ், ப்ளீஸ் டோன்ட் மைண்ட் திஸ், ஐ எம் ஜஸ்ட் கோயிங் டு சிங் இன் தமிழ், ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் லிட்டில் பிட் லேட்டர் வாட் இட் இஸ். இட்ஸ் இஸ் காவலில் புனலை வைத்து கழுதன்னை கடக்க பாய்ந்து நாவலிட்டு உளிதறுகின்றோம் நமன் தமர் தலைகள் மீதே, மூ உலகு உண்டு உமிழ்ந்த முதல்வா நின் நாமன் நின் நாமம் கற்ற ஆவலில் புடமை கண்டாய் அரங்கமா நகருளானே. வாட் இட் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் பேசிக்லி லைக் ஹீ இஸ் க்ளோரிஃபைங் த லார்ட்ஸ் ஹோலி நேம்ஸ். ஹி சேட் இஃப் ஒன் டேக் ஷெல்டர் ஆஃப் த ஹோலி நேம்ஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன், யுவர் சென்சஸ் வில் கம் அண்ட் ரோல் கண்ட்ரோல். காவலில் புலனை வைத்து, புலன் மீன்ஸ் சென்சஸ், காவலில் மீன்ஸ் அண்டர் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன். இஃப் சம்படி டேக்ஸ் த ஷெல்டர் ஆஃப் த ஹோலி நேம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் ஹீ சென்சஸ் வில் கம் அண்டர் கண்ட்ரோல். கலிதன்னை கடக்க பாய்ந்து, ஒன் கேன் ஈஸிலி கிராஸ் ஓவர் த ஏஜ் ஆஃப் களி. அண்ட் தென் நாவலிட்டு உளிதர்கின்றோம் நமன் தமர் தலைகள் மீதே. ஸோ யூ பேசிக்கலி ரிமெம்பர்ஸ் துருவ மகராஜ், ஹவு துருவ மகராஜ் வென் ஹி வாஸ் போர்டிங் ஆன் த வைகுண்ட ஏரோப்ளேன் வாட் ஹி டிட், வாட் ஹி யூஸ்ட் அஸ் ஸ்டெப் டு போர்ட் இன் டு த வைகுண்ட ஏரோப்ளேன், டெத் பர்சானிஃபைட் மிருத்யு. மிருத்யு வாஸ் யூஸ்ட் அஸ் லேடர் டு கிளைம்ப் ஆன் டு த வைகுண்ட ஏரோப்ளேன். Like that, one who takes shelter of the holy names of the Lord, for him, he can overcome death by putting his feet on the servants of Yamaraj and get over death. Naman tamar thalaigal meede, you can overcome like that. Moovalaga undu umilnda. He said like, the Lord who is the ruler of the three worlds, who is like glorified in all the three worlds, nin naamam katra, I learned that glories of your holy names. He says, now, please give me protection. I don't want anything else other than this holy names. In the next pasuram, he says, Pachayma malaybol meni, pavalavai kamalachangan, achyuda amarar yere, ayardam kolunde, ennu michuvai thavira yanbo, indira logamalum, achyuvai perinam vendeen, arangama nagarulane. What it means is basically, he is glorifying the form of the Lord. Lord's beautiful body is like a beautiful, if there is a mountain, when that mountain will look beautiful? When it has flora and fauna. If there is no trees, if there is nothing is there, if it just rocks, it's just brown. It doesn't look that beautiful. The mountain looks beautiful when there is nice greeneries. Flora and fauna is there. Like that, the beauty of the Lord's body is like that green mountain, he is saying. Pavalavai kamalachangan. Pavalam means coral. You know, Lord's lips are like coral. Beautiful red lips. Kamalachangan is like eyes are like reddish lotus flower. Achyuta. He is like glorifying the name. Achyuta means the one who actually never fails in his duty to protect his devotees. Amarar Ere. Amarar means the devas. Ere means the ruler of, the protector, the shelter of even the devas. Ayardam Kolunde. Ayar means the cowherds. Kolundu means when you see a plant, you know, the plant, which is the tenderest part of the plant? The leaves which are on the top, you know. The top leaves are the tendermost parts of the plant. So he is saying, Ayardham Kolunde. Of all the cowherds, the most tendermost is Krishna. Ayardham Kolunde. He is saying, oh, I can glorify your names and forms like this. I want only this taste. Ichuvai Tavira Yan Boy, Indira Logamalam. I want only this taste. Even somebody gives the position of Indra, I don't want that taste. Achuvai Perinum Vendain. I don't want that taste. Except chanting the holy names of the Lord and glorifying the pastimes of the Lord. I just want to be only attached to your holy names and your service. That's all, nothing else. Later also, Acharyas have explained that in here, Indra Logam means not only it's like, you know, the planet of Indra. Indra Logam means even Vaikuntha. Even if you give me Vaikuntha, I don't want. I just only want to remember your holy names. I want the taste for only your holy names, nothing else. So like that, he composes the glories of the holy names. So if we can take shelter of the holy names, we can become fixed in our devotional service. Like Dhruva Maharaj, 36,000 years he ruled without deviating. Because he took shelter of the holy names, he got benediction from the Lord. He also got benediction from Kuvera that I don't want anything else other than attraction to holy names of the Lord. So like that, if we can take shelter of the holy names, develop taste for the holy name, then we can be fixed in our devotional service. If you are fixed in devotional service, you know, like Gaurang Prabhu was sharing, you know. So we are in the business of making profit. What profit? Profit of remembering Krishna. In any business, if you want to make profit, there are two components needs to be considered. One is called the top line, revenue. Another is called bottom line, the expenses. If both of them are not properly considered and controlled, business will not become profitable. Now, what is the top line in our business of remembering Krishna? Consistent service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees to please Krishna. Consistent service to the Lord and his devotees to please Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, is the top line, revenue. And what is the expenditure, cost, expenses? Conflict with devotees, offenses to devotees. If we consistently serve and avoid offenses to devotees, then our profit, our business will become profitable, net profit. When we have a net profit of remembering Krishna, then we can put our foot on the servants of Yamaraj and climb over the death and attain the spiritual world. If we don't have profit, then we can't remember Krishna. So that's the lesson we can learn, you know, from the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, then how he dealt the two incidents of anger, how anger can be dovetailed to develop determination, how anger should be, when anger comes, how one should deal with anger, how anger one should not. Because when he became angry while fighting with Yakshas, he started not only killing the people who killed his brother, but he started killing all the Yakshas. It went out of control. That's the problem with anger, no? Anger, we can go out of control very easily. That's why it said, anger is one letter short of danger. So we can learn this lesson and then we can pray to the Lord and pray to Dhruva Maharaj and all the Acharyas that we should only get attraction to holy names, not get distracted to anything else in this world. And we can be consistent in our devotional service to the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. And how does this distraction come in this world? You know, especially nowadays, what's going on, you know? Everybody knows what's going on. Coronavirus, you know, that's the talk. Not only of like, you know, some town or village or country, the whole world is like under the grip of coronavirus. Now, how does virus, what is virus? Virus, it works First, when it enters into the body, it enters into a cell. First thing it does is injects its RNA. Virus doesn't have, it can't replicate itself. It needs a host. All it has a blueprint. That blueprint is called RNA. When it enters into a cell, it injects the RNA into the host cell. When it injects into the nuclei of the host cell with this RNA, it takes control of the cell. Then immediately it uses the facilities of the cell to multiply itself, reproduce. After reproducing, it starts releasing more viruses into other parts of the body. So similarly, the distractions of this world are like this virus only. Where does it enter? You know, lust, where does it enter? Now, Krishna Bhagavad Gita says it stays in my senses, mind and intelligence. Especially for us, where does it enter? In the mind. You know, that's why we have to install, if you wanted to protect yourself from virus, you know, they give vaccination. You know, what is vaccination? They take the dead virus and put it into the body, and then bodies, because there is no cure for virus. If virus enters into our body, the body has a natural mechanism, something called antibody. It produces antibodies, it fights the virus, kills the virus. That's what happens. So vaccination is nothing but they take the dead virus and put it into the body, and then immediately immune system gets activated. The antibody gets produced, and so that you are protected from this virus. Your immune system becomes active. So similarly, the Lord is giving vaccination for us. What is that vaccination? The pastimes of the law, pastimes of the acharyas. For example, in this Thondaradipodi Alvar's example he gave. Even though Thondaradipodi Alvar is an eternal associate of the Lord, he is not attracted in anything of this world. He wanted to teach. It's like how a dead body of a virus, body of a dead virus is injected so that body gets immunization. Like that, through him, Lord taught the pastime. Lord taught us how one should be careful. When we hear the pastimes of all the acharyas and all these pastimes we learn, we can get immunized. In computers, right, also virus comes. What is virus? Unwanted program which comes and takes control of the computer and does things which is we are not expected to. So to get rid of virus, what do you need? To want to protect from virus for computer, what do you need? Antivirus software. So what is that antivirus software? Holy name. When the holy name is properly installed in our consciousness, we can protect ourselves from these distractions. So what is that antivirus software? It's called Karuna virus. Now, Karuna antivirus, not virus. Karuna antivirus. We pray to, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associates, Panchatattva. They are the Karuna antivirus software. We pray to them so that we don't commit offenses in our holy names, chanting holy names. So that we can be fixed in holy names. When our mind is fixed in the holy names, then there is no distraction. We can get protected from distractions of this world. And we can become successful like Dhruva Maharaj, following in footsteps, being determined in the devotional service. I'd like to stop here. So, any comments, any discussions, reflections? Okay, thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.